The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a study of 2,000 people has found that a quarter of them enjoy apple slices with cheddar cheese, while 18%, nearly one in five, love chips and milkshakes. Now, chips and milkshake doesn't sound too bad, but they actually like dipping the chips into the milkshake, which I don't really get. So what are the strangest food combinations? We're joined by JP McMahon, chef, restaurateur and author. JP, thanks indeed for talking to us. There's some, I have to say, cheddar cheese and apple slices, I don't think that's weird. I think cheese and apple go quite well together. There is some odd ones there. Strawberries and black pepper, noodles and peanut butter, coffee with chocolate orange. Do you have particular weird and wonderful combinations in your restaurant?
Yeah, like I suppose the weirdest one we have is probably like we have an ice cream made from oysters and it's not sweet. And like, ooh. So it's a bit of a weird one. Like it's supposed to be weird. It's a bit of a play.
Yeah, on, I like it.
I suppose the way in which.
Before you tell us about, is it a starter then? Or is it?
Like, it's in a tasting menu, but it's kind of like almost like a palate cleanser. So ooh, it's very fresh and it's in a little edible shell. So it's like an ice cream sandwich made from oysters. And so the idea behind it, it's very inspired by the Japanese who make crazy ice creams. They make mussel ice cream and squid ice cream and all. They're always blending the sweet, the savory. So but this is a savory ice cream. And because your brain is so habitual, like when you eat ice cream, your brain is already searching for sugar or vanilla. And so when you eat the oyster ice cream, like your brain is like, what's going on here? Like, why is there oysters in my ice cream? Where's the sugar in that? And so it's designed to be playful, but it does work. I mean, as in terms of like people do enjoy it. Like some people, they can't deal with it like psychologically and they're going, oh, that's just too weird for me. And a lot of the times, like, I mean, I look at my daughter dipping chips into her milkshake and I think that's bloody weird. But at the same time, like I've eaten just like the weirdest things on my travels, like curried beef lung and all sorts of things that I thought were gnarly enough, but still chips in a chocolate milkshake. But the strawberry and black pepper one is very not traditional, but it's almost for me like the kind of tomato and basil. I remember if you wanted to think you were posh, you always put black pepper on your tomato on your strawberries to show that you'd traveled around.
Wow.
But one of the other ones I had was and I tried it myself and it was quite good. It's a bit like surf and turf, but it's lobster, pork belly, and pumpkin. And I had it and I was like, oh, that's
lobster,
really interesting.
And then pork belly and pumpkin,
like the pumpkin was could be in a wedge or a puree, but it's a bit like surf and turf, but mostly lobster and pork belly. And pork belly and lobster actually work surprisingly well together.
I would try that. You also had reindeer as well, but not just any reindeer.
No, I had the reindeer's penis, if I'm allowed to say that. And it was a bit like squid, yeah. And it was in rings. And wow. I'd be running back for it. But like if I wasn't told by what it was, I don't think I would have known. But that's why language is very important when you're eating. Like if you tell someone something and then you try and eat it. And I did have beef uterus, like the uterus of a cow. And I thought it was a beef cheek, but then I was told.
I've had
uterus.
Like tripe, I suppose. Just in relation to the reindeer penis, did you need Alka-Seltzer after it for your stomach?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it was like couscous. And it was like, but do you know what? I find with a lot of the awful stuff, it's generally spiced or because like it's so strong. And so there's always this spice element. You get a lot of it in North African cuisine.
JP, this is Kira here. Yeah? I can't believe you said it was like calamari with the rings. But I've been almost as intimate with a reindeer as you because I've had reindeer tongue, which I didn't know. I didn't know what I was eating till after I'd eaten it. And it was like an amuse bouche in Finland. And they were like, oh,
amuse
did you?
Amuse bouche.
They were like, did you enjoy the tongue? And I was like, oh, God.
And tongue used to be very popular in Ireland. Like we do still serve it occasionally, ox tongue. But one of the weirdest things, it wasn't food, but it was food. But there's a restaurant called Alchemist in Copenhagen, and they really kind of send you on journeys. And they have a beef tartare served on a silicone tongue. And so you pick it up and the closest thing, it's like you're shifting the spoon while trying to eat the tartare, if that makes sense.
When you say shifting the spoon, you mean it like in 1980s vernacular shifting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry, like you're kissing this spoon. And I said to them, was that the point? And they said, oh, yeah. So you're having strange feelings with yourself while you're eating this thing going, why is there a tongue in my mouth? But I'm just eating this beef tartare. It's if
brings
anyone's
us
listening,
back to we're about 13.
Yeah.
They can look it up. You can just look up Alchemist beef tongue and you'll see it, that they designed this spoon out of silicone, but it's a tongue. And then they serve like beef on top of the tongue.
Wow. I was going to say anything goes, but I'm looking at some of the things on the list, like banana with mayonnaise. That's just disgusting. That is revolting.
I couldn't do that.
It?
No.
What would even the point of that be? The texture, it's just
Here's
goo.
Another one. Avocado and chocolate.
No, I don't. But you know what? I don't know if it came up on that list, but a lot of South American cooking, they put like rabbit and chocolate with chili together. And that, or chicken, and that like a mole.
I honeymooned in Mexico and everything was served with chocolate.
But it wasn't sweet. It's not a sweet. The mole sauces aren't sweet.
No, it's like 70%. Like, yeah. It's like a, yeah, there's no, it's not a,
I wasn't
it's
a
not
fan.
A sweet chocolate. But I'm sure if you went to Japan, they would invert, like they do a lot of inversions where you're expecting like something to be savory and then it's sweet. Like you could have a sweet fish dish. Mm. And like for me, it's really hard to deal with that because eating is so like cultural and habitual. Like you forget until actually someone gives you something. Like Heston Blumenthal years ago did the scrambled egg and bacon ice cream.
And was that sweet? Because I've had haddock ice cream, a bit like your fish ice cream, and I wasn't going to have it because I thought that sounds like a disgusting dessert. And then it turned out that it was at the start of the meal and I actually found it delicious and I loved it. But is bacon and egg ice cream?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his bacon and egg is a dessert. Like, and so he's done so many different ones playing on like what you're used to.
JP, just as the expert, I'm just going to run a few texts by you really quickly. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Strawberry balsamic vinegar and black pepper is divine. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, over vanilla ice cream, definitely work. Yeah. If you really want to, go.
Andy goes, porridge, chips and strawberries, cheeseburgers with gummy bears. That's just wrong, isn't it?
Okay, that's a bit weird. Yeah, possibly.
And one last one, Sean in West Cork. Don't forget marmalade and fish finger sandwiches.
Oh my God, that's next. He needs to go to Japan. That's next level. sweet fish.
Sean in West Cork, you are next level. So are you, JP McMahon. Thanks indeed for joining us. JP McMahon, our chef, restaurateur and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.